This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, welcome back to Only Friends.
Welcome back. Carly, how was your Christmas?
It was hopefully so good. Yep. So many, you know, gift cards. I will say, okay, so we're pre-recording. That's why we were joking kind of about this, but
I'm not joking.
I feel like my, okay, so I'm going home for Christmas. We're going to Vegas and I feel like my mom's going to get me edibles, which is like such a funny concept because like, what do you mean?
Didn't you ask for them?
Not this year.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know if I ever really asked.
What were you saying on Good Influences?
I mean, I bought my mom my edibles and then now she's using them. I was talking about these Delta 8 gummies that my mom got. Okay. She did get me those for Christmas, but I don't think I didn't ask for those.
Got it.
Yeah.
Santa
baby.
Lucy, you little stoner.
I still don't know what to get my parents, even though this is like literally coming out after, but no idea.
Get some Skims.
Yeah.
Matching holiday Skims.
I feel like they don't like wear pajamas.
Yeah, they wear jeans.
In bed. They sleep in jeans.
Yeah, they're all like, parents just sleep in jeans.
I also don't wear pajamas. Like I wear literally like a giant t-shirt to bed and that's really it.
But like
I never have like a, I don't have a set.
I'm not wearing them to bed, but like,
oh, you're not. Oh yeah, you sleep naked.
Yeah, like I wear them to once lounge, the sun goes down. I'm like PJ 4, time
4:30 p.m.
Yeah.
I know. I do want like some nice pajamas, yeah. But I'm also like I have one set that I got from probably the A-list or something, one of those old times we went. Like
also
a long time
the one
ago.
I got you for
that too. But that's not like, it's like a button up, right?
Yeah, but
in shorts. Like I can't wear that.
Why?
It's too revealing.
What?
I'm kidding. I just like, yeah, that, I still have it by the way. Yeah. I don't have
is it
like
in
a
the special box?
No, it's in my pajama drawer. I just haven't worn that in a while.
Those are great. They're so cozy, but I prefer a pant.
That's why I don't like shorts in my house because it's always so cold in my house.
Yeah,
but I have one thing of pajamas and I'm like, I feel like I could have more, but I'm just not a pajama girly. I'm just like a big t-shirt and sweats until I go to bed, take the sweats off.
Try it out.
Okay. Should I get some Skims?
Yeah.
Okay. Should, yeah, be like, guys.
Treat yourself.
I'm going to try.
Treat yourself to some
Skims. Well, we're going to Prada after this. So I was going to Prada set.
No, they literally have Prada PJs. TJ pointed them out to me when we were there the other day. And I was like, I don't even want to see how much money these are.
Do we know?
I have no idea.
How much are they, like, their clothes?
Expensive. Okay. Well, it depends on like what you're getting. But I think even the like white tank top has to be like $400.
That I don't understand.
I mean, me either.
Wait, does it have like the little Prada thing on it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that I kind of get. But like,
yeah, but like
I know I wouldn't buy it, but I've seen clothes at designer stores that have, or just like a plain, like a black turtleneck, and I'm like, what is the point of spending thousands of dollars on this when you can literally go to Target
and get the same thing?
Like, I get it, like buy it for life maybe, but
yeah, but like a white t-shirt, you're gonna have that for 6 months tops. Those pit stains,
literally
there's nothing you can do about
there's
them.
Nothing you can do about them. I feel like I'm gonna pit stains in this, by the way. Is your heat on?
Yeah, I'm cold.
Girl, it's like 80 degrees outside.
I'm freezing.
I'm going to literally pass out.
Well, I saw a tweet about it the other day. It was like, 'tis the season for it to be warmer outside than it is in your house in LA.
Yeah.
Which is so true. Our house just stays so cold.
Yeah, same. It feels like perfect in here for me.
Yeah.
It is 75 degrees out though, I will say.
Oh, right, yay. Now. Okay, yeah. I dressed perfect for the occasion.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous, gorgeous day.
Gorgina.
Did you want to talk about Prada though? You said you wanted to talk
about it. Oh, yeah. Well, I can talk about it now.
Okay.
Well, when we went to Prada weeks ago.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And I got Courtney her puffer, which by the way, she loved. TJ was upstairs where the men's stuff is, and then he came down, he was like, he showed me a picture of himself. He was like, look at how sick these sunglasses are. And I was like, oh, are you gonna get them? And he was like, I don't know. And then he like sent me a picture one of the photos that he took of himself in them, like, later that night.
He's like, hint, hint.
Yeah, and so I was like, I'm just gonna get him these. Because I also have no idea what to get him for Christmas.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's really tough because his birthday's October, then our anniversary's November, and then Christmas, December. So, like, I can't get him clothes every single time.
Yeah, well.
I know.
Can.
It's funny because I'm always like, what I want.
Yeah, yeah.
But he... I think that this would be a good gift, and it's obviously like
something he wants,
meets the threshold. And I think that I'll just get like, or I will get, I did get,
I know it's so
like new white socks.
Oh,
cause he's been like talking about, he's like, oh, these socks, blah, 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 blah. So I was like, okay, I'll get like a really nice thing. And then like a nice little stocking stuffer vibe.
That's so funny. I just saw, I think it was like a thread on Reddit. It was like, literally, what do you get the men in your life for Christmas? Cause I have no idea. And so many comments were like, honestly, like if you're an adult, like not a kid, socks and underwear that they like, the style that they wear them in is like perfect.
No, it's
like,
so great.
Literally Nolan said that too. He's like, if you don't know what you're getting, be like, I would love socks. I was like, okay,
I know, but then I'm like, what socks?
No, I don't know, I'm not gonna do that. I already got him his gifts.
What are they?
I got him AirPods because we both left them. Yes. I didn't tell you all that. I can tell it on the pod because this is after Christmas, but it's actually really funny. So we both left our AirPods, I think I mentioned this, in Alabama. We went to Matt's wedding, and I saw there was like a Black Friday sale for the AirPod 2 or second generation Pros or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like the noise canceling ones. It was like, okay, sick. So I bought two and I wanted to use mine right away, obviously, because I lost mine too. So I wanted a pair. So I told him, I started using them after I was at Joe's house. So I was like, I just mentioned, I don't even know if he would notice I was using them, but I mentioned, I was like, oh, Joe let me borrow these to see if I like them. I've just been wearing them ever since. Like, I'm just totally lying.
Well, what if he buys a pair for you?
I don't think he, I have like a hint. I think I know what he's gonna get. Oh,
what?
I feel like it's like something to do like the kitchen. I don't know. No, not like for me, but like a decoration, like okay, something that I've like pointed out. Like I've sent him links to stuff on Etsy that I kind of like and stuff.
Like a painting? Like,
no, I saw these little like ceramic like utensil holders that are really cute and like kitschy, kind of cute, like hand painted. So I've like sent him some of those. And I just know he's going to do something like that because that's like very his like love language.
Okay, great.
So, I would die.
Why are you just like, I got my own pair of AirPods?
Because I think I want him to be super shocked.
Okay.
I don't think he has any idea. And I also, for like little stocking stuffers, I'm going to get him the silencer on the Owala bottle.
Oh, nice.
Just
nice,
like a little thing. He's like also obsessed with that cocoa butter chapstick that I wear.
Nice.
So I'm going to get
little
him some
stocking.
Yeah, just like little stocking stuffers. I don't know. Maybe a couple other things.
No, those are cute.
Like an Apple Watch and the stocking stuffer.
We'll see what else is at the Prada store today.
Yeah, stocking stuffer. Get him a Prada t-shirt.
Do you want me to buy you the Prada collar that your dad has forbid me from getting you for the past 2 years?
How much is it?
Like $700.
That's crazy.
I know.
That's so funny.
And like she never wears a collar either.
Only on walks. Just to show it off a little bit.
Not even on walks because she has a harness.
Oh, yeah. So what would be the point?
Just for it to be
a
cute.
A picture?
Yeah. No, it's you like return so it after. Insane. That's your whole month of therapy.
I know.
That'd be worth it.
Yeah, that is
you
therapy.
Should get her that for a stocking stuffer.
Who? Paris. I should.
Yeah, since you're now making $700 a month.
Yeah, that's my girl math. So I'm taking a pause on therapy right now because...
You're her auntie.
I just feel like I don't have... Okay, yeah. I just feel like I don't have much to talk about and I'm like spending so much money on it. It's like,
yeah.
Literally for me, it's like $700-something a month. And it has been worth it 100% so far. But lately, I've just been like, I need a break because I have nothing to talk about. And I've just felt like really good overall. And so my girl math... brain is saying I'm making $700 a month now.
Oh, no, it's by true.
Not, I mean, I've been going for so damn long.
Yeah,
it's like, hello.
Have you calculated how much money you've spent?
I don't want to know. I really don't.
Okay,
want to
you've been
know.
Going for 6 years.
Yeah, but it hasn't always been that expensive. It's definitely gone up with inflation.
Okay, let's do like an average.
Okay, let's say $600
a month.
A month, sure. For 600. 12 months.
Yep.
Times
six.
Is it, just tell me.
Take a guess.
30 grand.
More.
80 grand.
Less.
So you're saying I can buy a car.
You could buy a Tesla.
Oh, 45,000.
43.
God.
That's pretty crazy.
I literally just like funded her whole life. Yeah, $43,000 over 6 years. It's like nothing. No, but that's crazy. Like imagine like having that many clients. just making that money. Like, she's, I don't know if she's technically a freelancer.
Like a private practice, is it? Yes. Or is she at like a...
No, it's just her, yeah. She just has like her own little office, which I haven't been to since 2019.
That's well,
2020,
wild.
I guess, but...
$700 a month. And she's got to have at least like 10 people.
Oh, so many, I'm sure. Because like, it's hard to reschedule. Like if I need to reschedule, it's like, I don't know if I'm going to have an opening type of thing.
I don't understand how therapists can do that. I feel like I would be like so... I'm just not cut out for it. Yeah. I would be like so riddled with like anxiety thinking about other people's problems.
See, I feel like I would like it. I love like understanding why people think the way they do. And like,
I know, but like think about a situation that's going on in our life. Like so much of it is so confusing. You're like, why are you acting this way?
I know. But yeah, but I think a therapist's brain just works different.
No, I know.
But like, yeah, I agree.
If I went in with my brain,
you'd be like, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but like if I was a therapist, I think it would be really cool.
Totally.
Because I'd be like, I slayed their life.
I know. Maybe that's how my therapist
feels. Like you're
feels.
Walking away a success story.
Kind of. We'll see. I have a mental breakdown in like a month.
And like you can't get a hold of her.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Yeah, that's like the only thing. I'm just like, what if I just, I mean, it's kind of a crazy thought, but it's like, what if I just, all my anxiety comes back, like full no. force. But it's like, I don't even think I've really like.
I also think like it's, I don't think it's going to come on like suddenly. I think like after weeks or like a month, you'll be like, I miss having these conversations, even though I kind of felt like I didn't feel like I was getting anything from it the past like however long.
Yeah.
And you can always just be like, maybe I should check in with her.
Yeah. I mean, I've done it before. I stopped going for like maybe a year or two and then I went back. So we'll see.
Okay. So maybe we can knock off like $3,000.
Okay. Yeah.
So like $40,000.
Yeah. It's not bad. God, that is insane to think about. I don't even want to add, like, I'm just adding that up. Like, imagine adding up other things like dinners over the past since we moved here.
Oh, girl. I look at that like, every year.
You do?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, when I do my little spreadsheet.
What's it look like? Are you always like, oh, are you like, no, that makes sense?
Yeah, it's not like crazy. Like I would like, TJ and I do it together now. And when I did like all our expenses, I think we like allotted like $2,000 a month for like meals.
Oh, okay.
But that we were also going to like dinner all the time with like those big groups.
Yeah. And sometimes like you'll like,
totally.
Someone will pay for everything. So like if you're that person, then it's going to be way higher.
I think the average was like $1,000.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, we don't have kids. Like,
yeah, exactly.
These are things that we like doing. We
okay,
like
so buy the $700 dollar if you don't have kids.
No, I know.
We could split it.
But I literally just did like, I bought like myself my Christmas gifts that I wanted. And oh, I got a jacket. I'll show it to you.
A jacket?
Yeah. Instead of like buying a new Prada bag this year, I bought this jacket that I've wanted for like 5 years.
From where?
It's by a brand called Saxpots. You're going to see it and you're going to be like, that's so you.
Yeah, probably.
But I've had it favorited.
Saxpots?
Yeah.
Like sex pot? My little sex pot.
Sex pots.
I heard that word term, sex pot.
Yeah.
What's that from?
I don't know.
Sounds like a
very like Midwestern way of being like a sexy bitch.
No, it sounds like smut.
Oh,
my little sex bot. Sex pot, not bot. Yeah. That's weird.
Sex pot.
Sex bot. My sexy robot.
But yeah, I've had it favorited on multiple websites. Like, you can scroll back through my wish list and it is the number one.
Wow. From, like, well, that's when you know it's like years. Worth it.
I know. And yeah. And I get like the discount, so.
Oh, yes. I mean, hello.
I know.
Okay, fun.
Still.
Yeah.
Still a lot, but.
You don't have kids.
Exactly.
You're not paying for therapy.
Exactly. Like, should be. Should be.
Yeah, but you're not. So, girl math. Making money.
I shop instead of going to therapy.
Retail therapy. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Wow. Retail therapy is a thing.
Sure.
I love shop. There is no serotonin in my life I get more of than when a package comes and it's filled with clothing.
I think that's called an addiction. Not a therapy. Yeah, because you're not working through any problems.
It's not my fault. I have an addiction.
you're not working through problems. You're just getting something to.
Oh yeah,
get that serotonin boost.
No, I don't think I order stuff because I have like I.
No, I don't really think you have an addiction. I'm just like being funny.
If TJ's like gone for a couple days, I'm like, well, what else am I supposed to do?
I know it's tough.
I'll just shop.
I know. I'm such like an Etsy whore right now.
Ooh,
I'm just all over.
You know, I was watching The Boys. I continued watching it after you left the crossword puzzle.
Oh yeah.
And they were confirming that hints are the same.
They like, are, because I was doing one last night. I was trying to do the one. Well, it's today. It was Tuesdays.
Oh, okay.
And well, a couple of words did are also the words for today.
That's why Mike can do it so well. He's memorized the clues.
Yes.
Well, they were saying that Etsy is a really popular one because of the letters in the word. It's a really good one to like put on the ends of words that need like random letters.
Etsy?
E-T-S-Y. Like,
oh, I thought you meant just that word, Etsy. I was like, just plugging that in on all the four letters?
Oh, no. It was like the answer to something. But they were saying that it's like used frequently.
Whoa.
Because it's like a word with random letters in it.
There are little things I didn't even think about. But to be fair, I don't really do crosswords ever, except the mini. Because like Erin, we were talking about it yesterday and she was
You should do the one I play, Daily Crossword.
Yeah.
It's so funny. They like, I did that one for like years. I used to do the New York Times crossword like all the time. But then I stopped.
I got too good at it.
Yeah.
My time was just like 30 seconds. No,
I
was just
like, I can never finish them. Like I'd always have like a couple left and then I would just like Google what it is and then be like, okay, I finished.
Me with the money.
Yeah.
Genuinely, I'm like Googling it sometimes.
The Daily Crossword, I played that forever, but they added this feature that like auto fills words if you get enough of them.
I don't like that.
Not words, letters.
Okay.
If you get like enough of the words correct in a row. But I'm like, how do I turn this off?
No, I'm pretty sure I downloaded it and I didn't like it because of that.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want this
it
like
wasn't
cheat.
Always like that.
Okay. I'm sure you could turn it off, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know how though.
Huh.
I just like don't play it enough to care that much.
I think I'm gonna stick to the New York Times.
I wanna challenge the boys to a Sudoku.
Ooh, I love Sudoku.
Me too. And they were like, we don't like them. And I'm like, I think it's because you're too dumb.
I'm so good at them.
Me too.
I used to do them on... Okay, back in our day before technology.
You get the books.
Yes, I literally would go to like Barnes & Noble, get like a word search book and like a Sudoku. I'm literally my mom. I can't pronounce anything.
Chipotle.
Tarjay. Also like, what else was there? Just like little word games.
So I
that's what you would do
books.
On planes.
Yeah.
Like you would have those little books. At least I did. That's funny that maybe everyone did at our age. I don't know.
I had a Sudoku one for sure.
Yeah. I have a Sudoku
and
app.
A word search.
Yeah.
Me too. Oh, me too. But they have them on the NYT.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
But you need internet. So if you don't have internet on your flight.
That's true.
It's like, well.
I think there was an app that you didn't need internet for to play something. I think it honestly might be Daily Crossword. She's like, I know she's by four.
Your motherly instincts were wrong.
Yeah. I'll never be a mom. God.
Keep spending that money, girl. You're never going to have a kid.
Yeah. So we just found out another friend is having a baby.
Who?
And TJ
can you say?
I don't want to.
Can you do this?
I'll tell you after.
Okay. Don't forget. Is it someone I know?
Not really.
Okay.
But TJ had like a full existential crisis. He was like, everyone is having babies. Like, all of his friends are having kids and he was just like, I don't know what to do.
Like in terms of having a baby?
Yeah, he's like, well, like one of his friends sent him a video of like his kid and him like setting up a tree and he was like, to me, like that's so cute and so nice and I would love that. And like, I have such a great relationship with my dad, but he's like, I also just don't care.
Yeah.
And so I think he's like, it's like mourning the loss of like,
friends.
Your life changing, your friendships changing.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I felt kind of bad for him.
For him.
Yeah.
Well, it is true. Like, we're in our 30s. I feel like this is like the time it happens. But also,
it's
like,
so weird.
You guys could literally have a baby in like 3 years if you wanted. You know what I mean?
It's way too soon.
No, but I'm saying like,
no.
It still seems far away, you're still going to be at the age where you can have a baby.
But I think his thing also is like, I don't care to ever do that necessarily.
I know.
I think it's more like, I am going to miss my friends.
Yeah. The only thing, actually, Nolan brought this up to me and I was like, don't even start with this now. Cause like, he doesn't really want kids either.
Yeah.
So like, not that we're like, you know, married or anything. Not that it matters.
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
I know. I'm so traditional. But we're just like all on the same page. Like, we've both been like, yeah, we don't really want kids. Like, kids annoy us. Like, whatever. But then he was like, thinking about it a couple months ago, and he was like, the only thing that's bothering me is like, who, like, when we're old, like, no, that's who's going to take care of us?
That's what TJ was saying.
Not like take care of us, but like, who's going to be there and like be around us and like,
you're going to die.
Oh no, what?
Well, we were having a conversation about like loyalty.
Okay.
And like friends. And he was like, well, if we had a kid, it would be like our built-in loyal friend.
Okay, toxic. Yeah, right. That kid will go rebellious,
like,
at some point.
He was like, that's why people have kids. So they just like have a built-in person that is like obsessed with them and loyal to them.
No, that is not what happens.
And I was like, okay.
Maybe for like 10 years and then they hate you.
No, I know.
They become the opposite, actually.
I think it's because like he's always, like he's so, so close with his parents and like was such a little rebellious kid, but like always loved them and gets along with them and has like such a close bond with them. So like now he's like, I would want a kid to have that with me,
mm-hmm.
and be loyal to me.
Like, no, that's not what happens. That's toxic, TJ.
I think it's kind of funny.
No, it is.
Oh my God. Fucking finally.
What?
I just got the picture from Emo Night.
Oh my God. I was wondering where those went.
Me and Katie Cooper, I was like, did you get the photo? Because it never came to me. And she was like, no. God. And it was weird because the photo booth was having like, it was being weird.
Only been 4 days.
I know, for fucking real.
That's crazy. Usually they show up on your phone like right
immediately.
After. Yeah.
They just make you wait. Like, what is processing?
Maybe they're like, we don't want to send them yet in case they're too drunk and post it on accident. Yeah. But usually it comes right away. That's weird.
Wow.
I had such a realistic dream that...
Wait, but what's your vibe?
With what?
What did you say back to the baby thing?
Oh, I was like, oh, I never really thought about that. But like, does it make me want to have a kid?
Yeah.
But it is true. Like, when you really think about like being 90.
But that's like, then you'll have like your friends' kids to take care of you.
That's true. We'll put the burden on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what friends? You're not having a kid.
But like, who do you need to take care of you? Like,
Emma doesn't want kids.
You'll have so much money that you can just like...
Oh yeah, from not going to therapy.
Like literally live at a Margaritaville and have people wait on you.
That's so true.
You know, like there are other options.
I know. I just think about like getting old and not having kids and like your spouse dies. Like, not to put that on you, but like, that's crazy.
Yeah, but like, we'll have each other.
Yeah, but what if one of us dies?
Well, I said, okay.
What about the last one to be alive?
I would kill myself.
That's true. Yeah, no doubt.
I said to TJ, it's very funny. He was like going on. He was like, everyone's like having babies and everyone's going to have babies. And I was like, well, we'll always have Carly.
Yeah, I'll always be here.
No, I literally said your baby. That. And he was like, he died laughing.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
I'm so happy you said that. So will you buy me some of your Prada, mommy?
Oh, yeah. I meant it in like the sense that you'll never have a baby. He won't have to worry about you having kids.
Oh, like, I thought you meant like Carly literally will be your baby. Like,
well, what if she changes her mind? He's really spiraling.
Oh my God.
I know.
It is. Tis the season. Tis the age season.
Like all, and his friends are a bit older who are like having kids. So it's really happening.
Does Sammy want kids?
Yes.
Okay. I figured.
Oh, yeah.
That's like Aaron's best friend at home. Uh-huh. From home.
Oh, they all do.
Oh, wow. So everyone.
Yeah. Like, yes.
It almost feels like, do you feel like weird a little bit? Like, should I be having kids? Like, do you feel
no,
that way?
No, not should I be having kids, but it's just like, no, for me, it's more, especially people back home, I'm like, oh, I'll miss like their kids growing up.
Oh, yeah.
But for me, it doesn't like put pressure on me to want to have them.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, I think I'm in the same boat as him. I'm like, oh, like, everything's changing and we're getting old and like all these people are having kids on purpose.
I know. On purpose is like the big thing.
Yeah.
Because at this point I'd be like, uh-oh. You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
Like not on purpose whatsoever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like we always, I always think about it like when we do stuff on a whim. Like one time we bought like concert tickets the day of to go to a show. And we're like, if we had a fucking kid.
No way.
Like we wouldn't be able to do, and those are just like little things.
I know. The thing that gets me though is like, but like, you know how much you love your dog?
No, of course.
Like you probably love your kids like in a different way so much more and you're so obsessed. But
I
it's know, like.
But then I also don't want that to be who I am.
It doesn't have to be.
I don't want it to be like, oh, Erin, she has a baby.
What?
Like, I don't want it to be my personality, like being a mom.
It's not.
Well.
Maybe you're projecting because that's how you're feeling right now with people around you.
No, I just think that people love their babies so much. It becomes your identity.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is a bad
no,
thing.
No, I don't think so
like,
either.
Like, there are people in life who are like, I'm born to be a mom.
Mm-hmm. And I don't feel that way.
No.
I don't know if you feel that way. I feel like you don't.
I think I would be a really good mom.
Yeah.
But like,
I think you'd be an anxious mom.
Oh, yeah.
You'd have, the kid would have like Munchausen by proxy.
100%. No, even when Brittany, I was at the hospital with my best friend just had a baby. Literally the baby was like 7 hours old and I literally was just sitting there like thinking he would like cry and just like turn red. And I'm like, he's dying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can't believe they just let you take it home.
No, it's insane. Like, yeah, you never think about that. And I'm sure once you become a mom, you're like, holy shit, I have to bring this baby home and just take care of it for the rest of its life now.
Yeah.
Like there's no, it's like a little, it's a little shocking too. It's like so different. But when you adopt an animal, it's like, this is mine now. And I have to take care of it from the moment I get it till it dies. And it's like, that's how you feel with the baby, but you're going to raise a fucking child and hopefully it doesn't die before you. But
it's
just crazy.
It's so weird. Because
that's the only thing I can relate it to is like adopting an animal.
I think for me, it's less about like, oh, I'm anxious people are having babies. I'm like anxious about like, that's showing our age. Like, I'm like, oh, life is moving so fast.
Yeah, I know. But it's still like the beginning of it all.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. Plus we live in LA. 30s or 20s. We're children. New 20s.
We're babies.
Literally. Like,
young fetuses. Well, maybe I'll get pregnant by the end of the year.
We'll see. By the end of the year. In a couple days. A couple days from now.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, I had the most realistic dream, and it's so bad. I had the most realistic dream that Taylor Swift released a song about Travis Kelce, and it was just as bad as the jokes were on TikTok. You know how people were, like, joking about the songs that she would write? I can't tell you, like, what it sounded like, but it was, like, it was a mix between people who don't listen to Taylor Swift listening to Taylor Swift and like the like it's my birthday and you didn't show up, I'm sad, you know, that kind of thing. And also with like that's, field goal references.
That's not a dream, that's
it was a nightmare. Yes, it was crazy.
Oh no. Did you wake up like in a cold sweat? Like
oh thank god it's not real.
Yeah.
No, I just literally remembered like an hour ago, to be honest.
That's scary.
It was scary.
Okay, well let's do this day in history. And then,
okay.
What? How much time have we been chatting?
30 minutes.
Wow.
I know.
Okay. It's kind of a quick this day in history because, like, who the fuck's doing anything at this time?
True.
But we have two special birthdays. Okay. Timothy Chalamet.
Oh my God. Kylie Jenner's baby's stepdaddy.
Yep. He is 28.
Wait, I never like thought about that. Like, he is, do you think he, like, takes
does
care
stuff
of
with
the kids?
Yeah. Probably. I feel like they've been like together long enough.
He's just like a little boy. Yeah. That's just really funny. I have to see. God blesses you.
Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Then our queen, Hayley Williams.
Oh.
She's 35 now.
Wow.
Old heck.
We're really aging over here.
I know.
Gosh.
That's no, Taylor's gonna be 34.
Yeah.
So Hayley's a year older.
Well, thank God we're just still younger than them.
Thank God.
I thought maybe we had surpassed
if Taylor
and became
Swift
older.
Was younger than me, I would literally hang myself.
I know. But then again, it's like, what are we trying to prove
no,
here?
I know. It would just be like such a weird thing.
I know. Because she's like the most, I would argue she's the most famous pop artist.
100%.
In the past like decade.
Globally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, do you think that she meets the Michael Jackson fame, the Beatles fame? I feel like she does.
Yes.
I feel like it's even bigger because of social media.
100% she does.
Because I feel like I have this thing in
Who's
my mind.
Saying that she didn't? It must have been Mike.
It had to have been Mike.
Yeah. idiot.
Are you serious? Like, when did Michael Jackson sell at the Staples Center four nights in a row? Yeah. Never. Yeah. No, I'm kidding. He definitely would have, like, right now. But
yeah, I don't know. I think that people just don't want to admit it. Maybe. But I think that she is.
She has to be.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who she is.
She went to Brazil.
Literally.
She's fucking famous.
The place everyone wants you to go.
Yeah.
Come to Brazil. Yeah. That's when you know you made it. Actually go to Brazil and perform.
So, and have a terrible time.
Yeah. Poor girl.
I know.
Poor people. Not poor people. I mean, poor people that were there.
Carly thinks people in Brazil are poor.
I'm going to go. I've seen enough 90 Day Fiance. It's crazy over there.
Okay.
Come to Brazil.
Then for entertainment, we have, I feel like I knew this existed, but I like forgot. And it was The Masked Dancer.
What?
Which just would be.
That's a Masked Singer, but different?
Yeah. Like.
What? How the fuck would you ever know?
I know. And then I was like, okay, well, they must have had like famous dancers on. Nope.
Wait, so it was just people with insane costumes dancing and you had to guess what celebrity it was? Yes,
and like literally the people who were fucking the hosts or the judges were still Ken.
They were?
Ken, Paula Abdul, Brian Austin Green, and Ashley Tisdale. Like, how are any of these people supposed to know who's underneath that?
I want to see how they guessed. Yeah, because there's no fucking way unless the clues gave it away.
There was one dancer.
And was there one season of the show?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I figured.
And Gabby Douglas was on it. She's a gymnast. Two dancers. Sorry, I don't know this person's name. Maxim.
Okay.
Chmur Kavosky, ballroom dancer. But like, who's guessing that?
They had to have been like, all right, we got to switch this up and do singers. Yeah. Because that makes way more sense.
Mackenzie Ziegler. Well, this I think was post. So it was like a spinoff.
Oh, that's so stupid.
Oscar De La Hoya.
Who's that?
He was a boxer. He's
a boxer.
Atiana, I think that's her name. Atiana. Travis Barker's like stepdaughter.
Oh.
That's her dad.
Okay.
Jordan Sparks.
What?
Vinny from Jersey Shore.
Huh?
Like, could you imagine?
You have to guess?
Like the clues have to be literally.
Like the clues have to be insane for the show.
Brian McKnight, Elizabeth Smart, Bill Nye.
Bill Nye
and Ice-T.
Did you see Bill Nye's, his top song on Spotify streaming was Bill Nye the Science Guy?
I did see that.
I was like, is this fake? I don't know. I still don't know.
Kind of sly. Okay. I just thought that was really
Bill
crazy.
Nye.
And like,
dancing.
I kind of need to like watch to see how it all worked. Because there's no way that you could, without the clues, there is no way.
Physically and mentally, no way.
No way. Unless you are like a body language expert. And you've studied like every person in Hollywood and the way they move.
It doesn't make any sense. Imagine it's like the masked gingerbread house maker and they're just making gingerbread houses with crazy. Like, how are you going to guess who it is?
You'll never know.
Interesting. If they did it with like famous dancers, it would make sense.
I agree.
Not that,
like, I mean, who's going to know Ice-T?
I don't know. They need to put Jarli D'Amelio in there.
Yeah.
Addison Rae, some TikTok dances. No,
100%. Make it make sense.
Who else is even a dancer? Oh, Allison Stone.
Like, what's her face? Literally the people on the Huffs.
Oh, yes.
Julianne and Derek.
Yep. Ariana Maddox.
But still, how would you then look and be like?
I don't know. There's no way.
Oh, that's the way she twirls.
No, there's a reason it lasted one season.
Yeah, no, for real. Okay. And then the movie adaptation of Chicago, which is just so good. And Chasing Cameron. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yes. The Netflix.
Loved it.
Doc about Cameron Dallas.
It was like a TV, docuseries, TV show.
Oh, yeah. I really liked that, actually.
I know.
Just because it's pop culture.
Give us more.
Yeah, what is Cameron Dallas doing these days, I wonder?
No idea. I wonder if he has any kids. Let's look at his
Could you IG. Imagine? I mean, probably. Do you think he, like, made lifetime money from all the stuff he did?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, what is he doing?
Did he have a YouTube channel? I feel like he did that for a while.
I can't remember.
After MagCon, I feel like I don't know anything about him.
Does he like model, you think?
Probably. Because he was, he did model. He's probably still doing that, maybe. He was going to like Milan and shit. Like, he was definitely getting paid well. I feel like Noah Beck's kind of the new like Cameron Dallas in that sense.
Oh, T.
I got an email from Reformation and it literally looks like they're like contacting me about something specific. I hate them.
They're so weird.
Stop doing that to me.
Okay. We can move on to Am I the Asshole?
All right. Let's see what we got. I have a couple like holiday ones.
Yeah, me too. Mine are all holiday.
Okay. You want to start?
Sure.
Or I can.
I can start.
No,
I am the asshole for not changing holiday plans so my wife can see her family and telling her to travel alone.
Wait, say that again. It was kind of fast for my brain.
Am I the asshole for changing holiday plans so my wife can see her family and telling her to travel alone? Okay. It will make sense like when I read it.
Got it.
My wife and I have been married for 10 years and have 2 kids, 6 and 3. We moved to a new city for my wife's job before we had kids, so we are no longer closer to either of our families. We had previously lived close enough to both of our families that we could see each of them during the holidays, but since we moved, we have to pick one or the other. My parents also moved after they retired, so now we would have to fly to see either of our families. So we came up with a plan to rotate holidays every other year. Of course, the last couple years, we have not seen either of them. 2 years ago, it was supposed to be my family's year, but we didn't travel for Christmas because we didn't want to travel with our youngest. Last year was supposed to be my wife's year, but we didn't travel, I'm assuming, because of COVID.
Yeah.
So this year, I was excited to finally see my family again for Christmas. We booked our flights months ago, and I've been looking forward to it. My wife was on board with it until a few weeks ago. She was talking with her mom one day, and his mother-in-law, mm-hmm. mentioned that all of my wife's siblings were coming to their place for Christmas. My wife's siblings are scattered across the U.S., and it's rare that they are all together in one place. Ugh. When my wife found out, she felt extremely left out and asked if we could switch our plans to see her family instead, even though we already had plans to see my family, and it was my scheduled year. I was kind of upset by this because I felt that my wife was putting her family above mine and going against our holiday schedule agreement when we already had it planned. We kind of fought about it because I didn't want to change our plans, and she felt I was being too rigid in our planning and that this was a special circumstance because her entire family would be there and that never happens. Both of us miss seeing our families for Christmas since it's been 3 to 4 years since we spent holidays with them. My wife is continuing to push me to change our plans and I don't want to budge. There is some sort of stuff happening outside. Oh. That is a chainsaw.
They were trimming trees outside my place and it was so loud.
That's gotta be
it. I was about to do ads and I was like, well, can't.
When she brought it up again the other day, I finally kind of snapped at her. I told her that if she wants to go see her family, she can do it, but she'll be going alone. I told her I will take the kids to see my family and she can go see hers by herself.
It'd be kind of a nice break.
She told me that I was being a jerk about it and that I should be more understanding of her desire to see her family. I told her she was completely disregarding my family and that I offered a compromise, but I do not want to change our entire plan just because her siblings decided they want to get together this year. Okay, rude. I told her next year we will all go see her family just like we agreed, but she didn't like that because she doesn't think her siblings will be there next year. We haven't come to a resolution yet, and my wife is pissed at me.
Did it cover something?
Yeah, there's like this fucking thing on notes that like covers words. She's pissed at me for not changing our plans and for thinking my compromise is even an acceptable idea because she doesn't want to be away from her kids for Christmas. Am I the asshole?
Well, there's a couple things going on here. First of all, I want to know why her siblings and parents like didn't tell her. Like she had to call them.
I'm wondering how.
She's like, oh yeah, everyone's coming here. It's like, why didn't she know that?
I think everyone just like this. This is the thing that I would like to know. How far in advance are we talking here?
Yeah. Me too. Because it's like, you kind of already made the plans, which sucks.
Yeah.
But
if you're like 9 months out and you like booked your flight,
you can definitely change
it. Totally. I think like the siblings all coming, it was probably just like a last minute it all worked out that way.
Maybe.
Or not even last minute since we don't really have a timeline.
Does it say when it was posted or just like years ago?
Years.
Okay.
But like, just in terms of like how far in advance they were planning this trip.
Yeah.
Because if it was like a month away and then everyone, well, I don't know. People's plans can change last minute. Like
they can,
maybe someone's like a nurse and they were like, I actually don't have to work. We're going to make it.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as someone who does not have siblings and
I know like, it's hard to relate.
It's so hard, but I feel like if it were me and like I was in that position, I would just like suck it up and go with my wife's family.
Oh yes,
like
yes.
Knowing that like,
because like we can go to my next year then, because 100%. This is the only time that they're together. Yeah.
Like if we were going to see my parents and TJ was like, oh my god, like Leah and James can come for Christmas this year, like
yeah,
we haven't been able to do that in so long, then I would be like, okay, sure,
let's just change
no
it
problem.
And then we'll do it next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it depends, because maybe they already bought flights that are non-refundable. Like, we don't really know the circumstance.
I feel like also, he would have said that.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I really want to know when this is posted. Because if it was like December 7th, 2021, sure. I'd be like, okay, it's kind of late notice.
I but know, but I feel like even I'd be like, we'll make it work.
Yeah. But and there's also like the thing, like I personally, I don't have kids, so I don't know this. Obviously, I don't have kids, but I'd be like, okay, I'm going to go then. See you guys when we get back. I know you want to spend Christmas with your kids, yeah. Obviously. So
of course.
It's weird, but...
And the way he went about it was so rude. Like, you can go do it, but you're not even getting the kids.
Yeah, that is weird.
It's very,
why can't she bring the kids? Have the whole, you know, yeah. With all the family, they can see all their aunts and uncles.
Yeah, and this, agreement thing is so crazy to me. Like, he keeps being, like, our holiday agreement. Yeah. And it's like, okay, like, have some flexibility.
Do you have a contract
here?
Like this what's going on?
The way you're harping on this is, like, very bizarre.
I want to know I want to know when so bad.
I know.
Like, when in the year?
I know. Like, the grand scheme of things, you can all be with your, I don't know. Like, if I were the wife, I would be like, this would mean so, which I'm sure she did. Like, this would mean so much to me. Like, let's plan another trip, like, sometime soon to go see your family before next Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, something like that, which, like, maybe she did. Who knows?
Yeah.
It seems like he's very, like, dead set on just, like, getting his way, that he's, like... And first of all, like, it's not a good compromise. Like, you're just being mean.
Yeah, I agree. Wait, what's, like, the title? I want to see if I can find it and see the actual day.
It is called Am I the Asshole for Not Changing My Holiday Plans So My Wife Can See Her Family And Telling Her to Travel Alone?
Got it. Oh, yeah, it just says 1 year. I was hoping there'd be, like click on something totally. And it would say the day.
Well, 1 year from now.
Yeah, but sometimes it does that, but it's really like September or something. Well, people are saying not the asshole.
I agree.
Yeah, neither of you have seen your families in 2 years. You have an agreement when it comes to holidays and already bought tickets. She was, he's not the asshole.
Oh.
Not her.
I don't think that he's like necessarily the asshole. I think it's just like a really complicated situation.
Yeah.
And like, I think he should be, because it is like, a tough spot. Like, he wants to see his family, she wants to see her family, but like, it seems as though her family doesn't get together ever like this.
Exactly. And that's so why it's like but who knows what the, you know, plane tickets, hotel, I don't know where they're staying. Yeah. Like, maybe
I feel like if that was an issue, he would have said that.
I would hope so.
He didn't even mention it at all.
Otherwise, he's totally gaslighting us.
Yeah. Like, he wasn't even like, the planes are expensive. The hotel is expensive. Like, it doesn't even seem like that's a problem.
Yeah.
I think the problem is just like he wants to get his way.
Yeah. Too, yeah. And it's like, well,
I don't know. If it were me,
it's tough.
I would be like, we'll go see your fucking too. Siblings.
Maybe he like hates her family.
I know.
Like, is that a thing? I don't know. All right. Well, I have one kind of similar in a sense.
Ooh.
It says, am I the asshole for not spending New Year's Eve with my girlfriend? The context is my friends recently invited me to another city to spend the weekend over New Year's with them. Me, 30 male, my girlfriend, 36 female, is upset because I'm not spending it with her. We have been dating for 5 years, and in that time, we have spent every Christmas and New Year's together, except New Year's last year when I had to work. She has moved to my home country.
I literally cannot believe that we picked the same one.
You picked this one too?
Yes.
And like, this was not posted recently, no, I don't
think. Did you type in New Year's?
I believe I did.
Me too.
Oh, no.
But there's like a shit ton.
Yeah, I know.
The fact that we picked the same one, that is wild.
I love it.
Okay, go on.
Okay. We have been dating for... We don't even talk about it. We're like, okay, so who do you think is the asshole? But like, they don't hear it.
Yeah.
Okay. We have been dating for 5 years. And in that time, we have spent every Christmas and New Year's together, except New Year's last year when I had to work. She has moved to my home country 2 years ago from hers and still doesn't have that many friends here. So she may end up spending New Year's by herself, which is not great. And I understand her not wanting to do that for the context. Okay, sorry. There's like no... For the context, I also moved to her home country for 2 years as well. When the invite came, I really wanted to go on a mate's trip. So... as I don't often get the opportunity for this. My thought process was I will be spending Christmas with her, my birthday as well, which is 1 week before Christmas, and 1 week after New Year's, we'll be going on a 3 week holiday together where we will be together the entire time. Am I the asshole by leaving her on New Year's by herself this 1 year, or am I warranted in the fact considering what I've posted above? Thanks for the feedback.
I need an itinerary for what the mate's trip's going to consist of. Because like, with peace and love.
Yeah. Why are you going on a boys trip for New Year's? It's
you're
weird.
In your New Year's 30s, is not like a trip. And like you're not, it's not like a couple's trip.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
It's a little weird.
I wouldn't necessarily say like the fact that they have so many plans.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I could get why. If he was just like abandoning her and they weren't doing anything for the holidays at all and they weren't going on like a 3-week trip, then mm-hmm. I would be like, well, that's kind of a fucked up thing to do.
I know. I'm kind of like, why can't she go?
That's my
I think
other
that's
thing.
A little weird. But like
why is it boys only? Like what if, are you doing?
Yeah. But it's like if we did like a girl's trip for New Year's, it'd be like, but well, we obviously no one's that. Not coming because it's a girl's trip.
What? Yeah, but like we wouldn't do that. Well, yeah. It would be like we would want our significant others to be
right.
included.
Right.
Like that's half the fun of New Year's.
Yeah, I know. I feel like New Year's is not, it's like kind of a romantic-ish yeah, that's holiday. Like,
where the fuck are you going?
I know. What are you doing? But
drop the itinerary.
Okay, so despite it being a mate's trip.
Okay.
Do you think he's an asshole for the situation in general? Because like, I don't really. I mean, it does suck that she could be alone. It sucks yeah. that it is, she's living in a country that she doesn't have many friends yeah. in. But it's also like, I don't know, everyone's different. But for me, I'd be like, sick, I'll go to bed early. Like,
yeah.
I'll just look at TikTok. I'll just get high.
It would depend. If I knew I was going to be alone, I would be like upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, why, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why do you want to be with, TJ would also never want to be without me on New Year's.
Well, yeah.
And nor would he go
like,
on a
like, what if you
trip.
Randomly was like, I'm going on a boys trip.
I would be like, huh?
Like, what would your reaction be?
With who, bitch?
With Taylor and...
Yeah, but that's the thing. Like, they wouldn't...
No, but just say they are.
But they wouldn't. It's so,
and I know, but like what
TJ
if they did?
TJ doesn't have friends that are like, let's go on a mate's trip.
But what if he did?
Then I would be like, do you want to go?
Like, well, kind of. It just sounds so fun.
Yeah, but he'd be like, will you come?
No, you can't come.
I don't... It's hard because like this scenario wouldn't happen.
It might happen.
Not on New Year's. It wouldn't.
I'm just kidding.
Not on New Year's. Like any other time. If I will say like if he abandoned me for New Year's, like I would feel sad.
Abandoned me?
Yeah. Well, that's what he's doing.
Sure.
Like I would feel sad.
Yeah.
Like who else would I want to spend it with?
I know. Well, the thing for me is like I don't even feel like I really celebrate New Year's.
Yeah, but like I do.
Like I go to bed early. Yeah. Oh, and you guys are always in Utah. Yeah. Like it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
You would be abandoning our tradition.
But what if you were just here every year and like didn't really do anything for New Year's? Because that's like my vibe. I feel like I haven't been awake for midnight in like 3 years.
Well, if I didn't do anything and I didn't care about it, mm-hmm. then I would be like, I don't care.
I know. I'm trying to think if I would care. Like I don't care about New Year's really. Like it's very whatever.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go out. But I also would be like, but why are you going somewhere?
Yeah.
You know?
Drop the itinerary.
Yeah, let's see it, bitch.
And like, why are you going somewhere without me?
Well, that's normal.
No,
people
I'm like,
do that.
On like New Year's
right.
Eve. It'd be like, oh, you're going on a boys trip for Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, why are you Christmas. Doing that?
Well, for some people, it's like a party. It's not more like romantic. It's like more of a party night. What's going on? Why are you ignoring me?
TJ? He said, I forgot to tell you yesterday because you were recording your pod and then I forgot. So you know how this weekend I was looking around all over the internet to find leaked OnlyFans stuff? I found some on this weird ass British porn site. And then yesterday I went back to the site to see if it was down and I saw this video on the front page and I was like, wait a sec, this looks exactly like the Good Influences studio.
Oh.
And it was this video of this girl squirting all over the chair and rug in the studio.
Which chair?
He said, I can't look it up now because I'm in the office, but if you go to the website and type in like Pillow Talk Podcast, you can probably find it. I don't know whose chair that is, but...
You need to send a screenshot to the group.
If it's Mike's... No, we have to find what chair it is. If it is Mike's chair...
Please send in the screenshot.
If it is Mike's chair... No, I have to...
He will genuinely throw up.
No, I have to find the video first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To see which chair. Can't believe we're watching porn after this.
Oh my god. That is so
man,
funny.
That stuff is just getting around.
Ew. Okay. This one was interesting.
Okay.
This happened 3 days ago. I had around 10 people ages 21 to 35 over for a party at my apartment. Am I the asshole for having a noisy New Year's Eve party?
Okay, I was like, is it giving too much away? Yeah. Why is this you reading the title?
I was alone in a small build. I live alone in a small building with one person living in a unit below me. This is the first party I've had since moving in 2 years ago, and I'm generally pretty quiet, live alone, like to read and game, etc.
Folks started showing up at 6 p.m. and we hung around in the living room eating, drinking, and listening to mellow music for a few hours. The plan was to leave my house at 11 p.m. and walk downtown to see the fireworks. Around 10:30, several of my guests headed out ahead of us to walk downtown. And as they were leaving, they stood at the bottom of my stairs for 5 minutes shouting, shooting the shit and talking. They were pretty drunk and probably being loud, but nobody was fighting or screaming or anything. My downstairs neighbor and her boyfriend came out and asked them to be quiet because they had to wake up at 5 a.m. the next morning for work. I heard them come out and quickly went downstairs to see what was up. I was also pretty drunk at this point, but I told her I was really, really sorry that they woke her up, told the guys to get a move on and get away from her window, which they did, and drunkenly asked her and her boyfriend if they wanted some wine. The boyfriend angrily said no and went back inside and slammed the door.
Do you want some wine?
Yeah. I apologized again to my downstairs neighbor, told her the party would be headed out, ended the convo, and went back inside. I felt super guilty and had planned on bringing her a bottle of wine to make up for it. But the next day when I woke up, it occurred to me that it's totally fine and normal to have a party on New Year's Eve, and it was only 10:30 p.m. I ran into her and her boyfriend today as I was going into my place and waved to them. The boyfriend ignored me and pointedly turned away. They're obviously upset, which bothers me, but I'm not convinced I actually did anything wrong. Am I the asshole? I don't think so. I think if it was like 3 a.m. right, and they were being loud and obnoxious, it's 10:30 on New Year's Eve.
I know.
They're playing mellow music.
I know.
Like,
what day of the week is this also? Like, that kind of give like a little play into it. If it's like Friday or Saturday, it's a little different, I think.
But like, it's New Year's Eve. People like,
yeah, but still. Well, oh, I guess they have to work at 5:30, but that's not. Yeah. I don't know. But also, I understand why they might be upset below them, because I feel like when you're an upstairs neighbor, like, you don't understand how much noise you're making on the floor. So that could also be adding to it. Yeah. Just to, like, throw that out there. But if it was 10:30, I wonder how late this went to, you know,
what?
This party went.
They were leaving at 11.
Oh, but I think that's totally fair.
They left at 10:30. Like, people started leaving because they were walking downtown to go to like the fireworks. Okay, and
that's
stuff.
Like, responsible.
I agree.
I have next door neighbors that they're like renters, and they will throw the most insane ragers, but they will be done at 10.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's like the nicest thing you could ever do. Not that I really care, because I can't hear them in my bedroom, but totally. I'm like. It's like really responsible.
I agree. And I think like it's New Year's Eve.
It's
like
New Year's.
People are bound to have parties. I'm not going to get mad at someone for having like a loud ass party. Like, people living in apartments, like, that you just deal
with
that kind of thing.
You have to like get used to that shit. And like, it's good they voiced their concerns. So like, she was aware. Yeah. I think everyone did what they should have done.
And she apologized. She wasn't like, fuck you, it's New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and she felt bad. She offered them wine.
Yeah, like, which, like, so I funny. Think, like, I'm so sorry, like, have a glass of wine. Like, obviously, like, when you're drunk, whatever. I think that if it was literally, like, past midnight, 1 a.m., whatever, even still, like, a New Year's, that, like, happens. And that's, like, just something you have to expect happening on New Year's. I do think, like, to everyone's point in the comments, they were like, you should have told them ahead of time. But it's, like, sure, that would have been like a nice gesture, but like, it's don't
New
have
Year's.
To do
if
that.
If it was like a random Tuesday, yes, let them know, but it's New Year's. Yes. I think it's fine.
She got marked as the asshole fully. Every really? Comment was, you're the asshole.
Huh?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
Because I would understand if it, like you said, it was 3 a.m.,
yeah,
4 a.m.
Like
even like 2 a.m., 1 a.m., I'd be like, okay, that's like kind of late to be being loud as hell and I have to work in the morning. But like, to me, I feel like quiet hours are like 7 a.m. to like 11 p.m. or something, usually, right?
Yeah, people were literally like, most apartment complexes have quiet hours and you need to respect them. And she was like, the girl literally said we were listening to like mellow music. There were 10 of them. It's not like it was like 30 people. Mm-hmm. So I like, what I'm picturing is they're like in her apartment, like drinking wine, eating charcuterie, listening to mellow music, getting ready to, like, it doesn't sound like a rager.
It definitely wasn't a rager.
I think it
could have
like
been noisy though, adults. Just by people like, if people were in heels and stuff, like New Year's outfits, probably was loud, but like
music wise,
still,
no.
It was only 10:30. Yes. I think that's fair.
I think that if like you're upset about it, like you're a boomer.
Yeah. And I understand like waking up at 5:30 a.m. fucking
5 a.m.
would
that sucks.
Suck. Yeah. But like,
it comes with the territory of New Year's Eve.
It does. And it's like, I would, if it were me and I had to wait, like, I literally, if I had to wake up at 5:30 in the morning, I would think about it for a week straight before I had to do it. Like, yeah. I would be dreading it, but I would not be upset at neighbors for being loud until 10:30. No. You know what I mean? I'd be like, okay, this is like normal, sort of.
Yeah. And I'd be like, this sucks for me, but like,
exactly.
I'm getting, like, this is my personal issue.
Yes.
Of having to wake up this early.
And people just don't really take that into consideration.
Yeah. Sometimes. To be like, then mean to her, it's like too much.
Remember when we threw that insane Christmas party at our old apartment?
Yeah.
I don't know what time that went until. Probably very late.
Yeah.
And by the way, our apartment, the walls were so thin. You could hear like conversations in other people's apartments. It was crazy. And our downstairs neighbors left us a note that like we were being too loud, but also a bottle of wine, which is like so nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the note said, but
me neither.
Who wrote the note?
I'm like, I don't even remember that happening.
I do, because I'm like, oh God, that's so bad. And I also, at the time, I feel like I didn't understand that, like, how loud it was being an upstairs neighbor, and especially because we had, like, wood floors.
And there were so many people.
Oh my God, it was, like, insane. I'm sure people were loud outside. Like, it was probably terrible. I can't even imagine.
A boy Carly invited as her date brought a date.
Uh-huh. Well, I didn't technically invite him as my date.
Yeah, but, like...
No, I know. I've made TikToks about it already. Don't worry.
Oh, really?
Like... In like 2019, probably.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Yeah. So that's a story for another day. Okay. What time is it? Okay. One more?
Sure.
Okay. Am I the asshole for not wanting to spend the holidays with my sick mother-in-law?
Oh.
My mother-in-law is COVID. No, I'm kidding. Imagine you're like, okay, obviously.
Okay. She's just sick. She's a sick person.
She's just disgusting. She's a hoarder. My mother-in-law was diagnosed with terminal cancer last year. We were told that it was very serious and we should make the most of our remaining time together. My husband and I live a 12-hour drive from mother-in-law and father-in-law. Since the diagnosis, we have spent every vacation and holiday with them. We either fly or we have to drive, as we can't find anyone to babysit our cats. I get that. In total, we have spent over a month and a half and thousands of dollars visiting them this year. Well, I know that it's important to support my husband as much as I can. I'm starting to spiral. We don't ever really get a relaxing break. We've not been able to save as much as we can. And I've started to feel depressed about the lack of control over my life right now. With the upcoming Christmas holidays, I discussed the idea of me visiting my parents, who I haven't seen in 6 months, while my husband visited his own. My husband was very upset and kept telling me that this could be his mom's last Christmas with us, and I was being selfish. He told me that his dad was looking forward to me being there and that it would seem like I don't want to spend the holidays with them. I feel guilty that I'm not being supportive as a wife, but I also just feel justified in wanting to see my own family and enjoy a relaxing holiday for the first time in over a year. Am I the asshole?
Oh.
It's a rough one.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a rough. The thing is, I like understand her.
Me too. I get both sides
of view for completely. Sure. I also think that it's like a situation in which like
it's like different.
Her husband like needs her support.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
I know it's hard because like sometimes you do have to be selfish and like
yeah
take the time you need. And if she's starting to spiral, I think she might be making the right decision for herself.
Totally,
but it might not be the right decision.
Could you imagine
for her
like the
marriage.
Rest of your marriage though? Like your husband's like, remember when you weren't with me at our last Christmas with my mom,
and like you couldn't just like suck it up?
No, totally.
I get that.
I think
that's
it's
why
like
I can also see both sides.
Yeah, like for me, I'm like. It's like, of course, like you're feeling this way, but like, think of how they're feeling.
Yeah. Think and how your like, husband is feeling.
Sickness and health, baby. Like you got to suck it up.
T. Yep.
I just like, don't think I could have that on my conscience.
I know.
I would be like, yeah, like let's see your parents. And then like, maybe we can plan something where I can go visit my family since I haven't seen them
exactly.
in a year.
Yeah. And like, lucky for you, your parents will most likely be here next Christmas and maybe his won't.
Oh, totally. And like how sad to, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I'd have to go with him.
I would too. I would feel really, really guilty.
Yeah.
Even though I understand it's like they've spent so much money. They've been traveling a ton seeing them. Yeah. But it's just like, it's just part of life.
Totally.
And this isn't permanent. Like you're doing it for a reason.
Yeah.
I get both sides.
Me too.
I think no one sucks here.
No, I think it's just really tough.
It's tough. And it's like everyone has their own points. But
what
I think.
What did they say?
Oh, like
you're the asshole? Probably not. I feel like they probably like, no.
No a-holes here.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's like kind of what we said. Let me look it up and see like what people commented. Oh, edit for info. Thanks for all the responses. For clarification, the doctor asked if she wanted to know how long she had left. She didn't want to know and neither did father-in-law. We don't know if it's months or years. Unfortunately, compromising would be difficult for visiting both as our parents live on opposite ends of the country. Okay. Mm. So someone must have holidays, sick mother-in-law. The things I'm searching right now. Holidays, sick mother. Was it M-I-L or mother-in-law?
Oh, yeah. Because it's like, oh, does she have a month left and like you're being this way or?
Exactly. Like they don't know. Someone said, like, the top one is not the asshole. I very much understand how your husband and his parents are feeling, but just because it's difficult for them right now doesn't mean it's not also difficult for you. Can you go see his parents and then have some time with your own? You sound burnt the hell out. You need a break. You clearly put a lot of time and effort and funds into making the most of the time you have left with your mother-in-law, but you deserve to have time to look after your own mental and emotional health, too.
I think that's a good answer.
Yeah. This is a thing. Someone said, this is the thing. Nothing is promised. Your parents could die in an auto accident tomorrow and his mom could live a decade more. Go see your family and recharge.
Oof.
It's just tough. I don't know if there's like a correct answer.
Yeah, I don't think there is. I just personally don't think that I could do that to personally. My partner.
Yeah.
I'd be like, they need me.
Yeah. But also it's like, but you also have an experience like flying there all the time and like spending money that these people may not have, you know, just totally. To like... So that's added to it. But yeah, I think no one's an asshole. I think everyone has their own solid points.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, what do you guys think? Let us know. Thank you so much for listening/watching.
We hope you all had a merry, very merry Christmas.
Yes.
And a happy new year.
That was beautiful. Subscribe to our Patreon if you want. There's a bonus episodes on there. You get early access to episodes. There's a little chat on there that's very fun. We can talk to you guys. Like yesterday, I let you guys know that the Patreon is coming up soon. Patreon.com/onlyfriends. So if you want to subscribe, go there. And if not, our podcast comes out on Wednesdays, audio and video. And we have another podcast called Good Influences with Mike Sheffer and Matt King that come out every Tuesday.
See you guys next year.
And that's it. Next year. Bye, guys.
Bye.